They say who knows now a little bit. Just wanted to a little bit to set the tone of the morning. And there's no rules of, you know, there's no rules about how many kinos we need to say, about how fast we need to say it. But you understand from last night, the guys who were here, that today's a powerful day. Today's a really powerful day, and there's no clear rules about how much you need to say. But I would encourage each guy, if English speaks to you, obviously, so to do it in English. If you like to go slow, you should definitely go slow. And we're going to be skipping. The Chazan is going to be announcing which kinos we're going to be saying. And you could skip with us. You could do the kinos that you prefer if you prefer others. But the goal, there's a purpose, there's a mission here. And after what we spoke about last night, it's extremely comforting to read this morning. And we read that we're going to get to a point in history, which we've got to many, many times. Many times we've gotten to this point in history that we were in a tough spot, a really tough spot. You're going to reach this place, all of these places will accumulate for Acharis Hayomim. And we're going to show Hashem that we were faithful. We were always faithful. You know, we hit some tough spots, but we're always faithful. And then it's extremely comforting. Although we mentioned last night that there's no comforters because everybody's on a veilus together. It's comforting to hear. And Hashem responds, Lo yar pecho v'lo yashu sechem. We're going to hit a few rough spots together. It's not going to be smooth. Lo yar pecho v'lo yashu sechem. Then you get to the Haftarah. It hits. It really hits. When you read that Eina Novim of Geffen, Ein to Einim, but to Eino, that we were, one time we were in a place, Klal Yisrael were in a place, that we were really there, as people. You read the Haftarah, it's hard to accept that what the Haftarah describes is what we look like. Definitely impossible to accept that what the Haftarah describes is even some small semblance of what we might look like today. And then after the entire description of Hashem saying from his vantage point what he sees, it's painful to hear. Hashem also says, Alehorim Esovechi, that he's also crying. Alehorim Esovechi Bonei Banaos Midbarkina, and throughout the desolate world, throughout the parts of the world, they're desolate. And desolate only means in Ruchnius and connection to Hashem. But throughout those parts of the world, Hashem is Esau Vechi Vonei, Thalmos Midbarkina. And one image comes to mind just now. I really don't want to speak. I'm not in the mood to speak. sure nobody's in the mood to listen, but we read the Haftarah, one image came to mind, and I wanted to share. A few years ago, there was a boy in yeshiva, my shir, and he really had a rough past. And I spoke to the parents a lot over the course of the year, and the parents had a rough past. So when you say Beheshiv Levavus Alavosam, when there's a dream that the father and son, the parents and children that have a rough past together, that there's a dream that Beheshiv Hashem should bring back the hearts of the parents to the child and the hearts of the child to the parent. Sometimes you see it in action, sometimes you see it in real life. And you see relationships that completely crumble. That the child is running away from the parent, and the parent doesn't know how to handle the child. And I had a boy like this a few years ago. That there was nothing between the parent-child relationship that was smooth. Every time they attempted to resolve and to correct things, it only backfired, it only made things worse. And you saw the child was in terrible pain, was in such pain. Because the child knows child knows when his parents are disappointed in him. And he lives in this conflict. Because he's pulled in directions of the world. He's intrigued, he's allured into things. He's pulled away from what he knows is the better wishes of his parents. And the parents... parents have no control. And to watch their son causing himself pain, to watch their son doing things that are harmful to him, to watch their son walking down this path that brings him no good, that only makes life more complicated, that only brings more hurdles and more challenges. And you watch these two parties going in their separate ways. And one of them, the parent, looks above from the mountain, and from above on the mountaintop, Alaharim es ovechi vonei, the parent from above, expresses this pain, these tears, these cries. Valnaos mit barkina, and laments. Because you don't know what to do with that pain. When you lose control. And the child is no different. The child is very aware of where he's taking himself and where his life is headed. And the child, like last night, the child sits with some of his friends, a group of Avelim, knowing that they've abandoned the parents. And they're both in their own pain. They both exist feeling isolated, separated in their own pain. And then I had the privilege to see, at some point in the year, this boy developed but to a kid that would bring his parents so much pride. The child developed into such an impressive person. He built his integrity. He became refined. He matured. He was a pride and he was a mentor. He was somebody that everybody around him looked up to. He was diligent and motivated. He had character, he had depth. It was gorgeous to watch this kid bloom. It's gorgeous to watch this kid develop. And by surprise, nobody expected it. It was a surprise to everybody. I remember this day. I was standing in the base medrash, and I took it for granted. We started to get used to it. How this kid became so impressive. And I watched his father by surprise. It was a surprise visit. And he didn't know what to expect. And he walked into the base medrash. And he saw his son. Not just he saw his son learning. It was at the perfect moment. He saw his son surrounded by a couple of rebbeim and a few of his friends. He saw his son surrounded by many people, explaining to everybody. His son was elaborating to everybody around him to help them to understand. To help them to understand not just what you might have seen with your physical eyes, not just to help everybody around him to understand that Gemara that they were learning that morning, but to help them understand purpose of life, to help them understand what we're trying to accomplish in this world, and to show them through his example the path that we should take. And I think I was the first person to look at the door and to see his father, who none of us expected that morning to arrive. And I saw his father. He was paralyzed. He stood by the door. He couldn't move. And he just started to cry. He just started to cry. He couldn't believe what he was seeing. At this son who ran so far away from him, who went so far against his values, who abandoned him, who abandoned the family, who caused him so much pain. So much pain over the years. And he stood there at the door, just watching this episode. And he stood there crying. And then somehow, because you feel when somebody else's eyes are cast upon you. I saw his son turn. And he saw his father. And right away, he started crying. And one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen in my lifetime. The father and son, in front of everybody, they walked towards each other with so much history of pain, so much history of separation and yish and cries and distance. And I saw them come together and embrace. It was embrace that you saw. Neither of them wanted to let go of. Because all of that distance, they were able to close in that one moment. And last night, we sat here. And we sat here, and you can't help but cry. And some cry with their eyes. And some cry with their souls. But everybody cries. And we read this morning in Avtara that not only the kids are crying, but the father's also crying. And it's so silly. It's so unnecessary that we're crying because we miss him. And he's crying because he misses us. So why not just cry together? Why not just grab a hold of each other and cry together? Why do we need to sit here for all these years? Year in and year out. Hundreds and thousands of years. Why do we need to be still separated? Us and our avelos, without anybody to comfort us. And him and his avelos. We want to comfort him. And he told us, Lo yarpecha v'lo yashchisecha. He wants to comfort us. So I'll hand it over to the chazan. I'll ask the chazan in public to go, not fast, but a little fast. And everybody, we're doing it together because you can't be alone today. The only reason we're doing this together is because you really can't be alone today. It's not good, it's not healthy to be alone today. But really, even though we're doing this together, we're really doing this alone. Each guy should really be doing this alone. So we're doing it together because we can't be alone. We shouldn't be alone. We don't want to be alone. But together, I urge you to do this alone. So I asked the chazan to go a little fast because nobody's following you. We're all doing this on our own. So I'll go a little fast. And I asked the chazan also in public that as he feels, I trust him a lot. And as he feels, when the kinas become too much, and they do, they become too much. The kinas sometimes I feel, it hurts to say this, but sometimes I feel that the kinas become a distraction. Sometimes you're reading the kinos, they distract you from the real kinos. At the end of the kinos, we're going to read about the churban. For my family, those are real kinos. The kinos about the churban of the Holocaust. For my family, those are real kinos. And I have my own kinos that I set. They're not in this language of the kinos. They're certainly not as poetic as these kinos. But I say my kinos, and sometimes I feel, it hurts to say, that these older kinos are a distraction from my kinos. What am I going to do? I need my kinos. I prefer my kinos. So we're going to say these kinos, but sometimes, these kinos can be a distraction from your kinos. And so I entrust the chazan that when these kinos get a little too much, so just start a song a song for us in this generation is the most powerful tshuva. And to stray from the ways of our kadmonim, our predecessors, who wrote and established these kinos, we know what their intent is. And just like we added kinos about the Holocaust, and then they added kinos about October 7th, those are kinos for the Am, and we need to feel the kinos of our nation, of our people. But it doesn't eliminate the urgency to say your own kinos as well. And through this, I don't know if I'm going to speak again. But I'll just end, at least for now. And through the kinos that our kadmonim, that our predecessors wrote for us, on the level of our people, these are kinos about our people. And through some kinos that you might want to say, your own kinos, and the Holocaust and the October 7th kinos, and the songs, and any song that you want to insert into kinos, I trust the chazan will lead. The shepherd will lead the sheep. And through that, we should be zochah. That our father, who is crying upstairs, that our father, who is saying kinos above, he should look from the doorway and see his kids saying kinos down here, his kids crying for him to come back to us. Behashele avosavon, lebonim alavosam. And the hearts, our hearts, should return to him. And his heart should return to us.
Kinos zayin.